And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Real Dudes Minicast. This week, we had some things going on, so we decided just to record a mini episode before we do our anniversary episode, which will be next week. With me, I have none other than the coolest, raddest, baddest, awesomest, astronautiest guy in the world, Carrington.
Hey. I don't know how to, like, I tried to do something epic with my hey, but that was an epic intro. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I think that the hey is your signature now, and that's all you should ever do.
Fair enough. I was re-listening to an older episode where Jake was hosting it. It was you, me, and Jake on an episode. Mm-hmm. I did not do a hey, and both of you were severely disappointed.
That sounds about right. speaking about Jake, I think we mentioned on the previous episode that we were supposed to do our anniversary episode, this episode that you all are listening to in your ear holes right now. But for various reasons, we were not able to record that this week. This month is our anniversary, 2-year anniversary month, which is incredible. I mean, who would have thought that we would have made it past, what is it, 6 episodes or something?
Yeah, I think 6 or 7 episodes is the average podcast length that most people stick to.
Yeah.
You've gone on for 2 years, man, and I feel like this year is definitely our biggest year so far.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. I mean, we have been able to review some awesome games.
For free.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought, you know, been able to, I don't know. I mean, you know, as a gamer playing video games, you think about, it can be an expensive hobby just depending on how much you play and what you play. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. It's such a privilege, being able to contact these developers, being able to play their games, review their games, and just dive inside their minds and their creations. It's such a privilege for us to be able to do that. And yeah, man, 2 years now, it's crazy.
And I feel like with this year, it's getting bigger and bigger. Also, in the sense that, you know, we've had our first sponsorship, mm-hmm. and we've had people approaching us to do interviews instead of the other way around, which has also been just an absolute blast and pleasure.
Yeah. It's funny to think, like, so when we originally started this 2 years ago, we it was me, you, Jake, and Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And
the OG crew.
Going back to think about, you know, those episodes, it was a while before, I mean, personally, I was comfortable enough to just use my real name.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would always address each other by our gamer
with our
tag.
Gamer tags. But yes.
It was you know, it always kind of failed. Someone always ended up screwing up and saying someone else's name. But
Yep.
Now we've got a whole new crew, and you know, I don't want to ramble too much, cuz I'm sure we're going to reminisce about that in our next episode.
I think so too. And we're going to have Jake on, which is going to be amazing, cuz I don't think Andrew and Jake have done an episode yet. I know Jake and Cody have, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited for that. So,
and I do have a surprise also that I'm working on.
For what?
For this month.
Like, what, like, a surprise interview or like a surprise just for listeners, or I mean,
surprise for our listeners. Okay. I don't think I've said it in our Discord chat even, so it's even,
I'm really scared about this.
It'll be something different for us and our fans.
Okay.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
All right. So I thought maybe for this episode, we could discuss games that we're playing currently, and then just the future of Real Dudes Podcast. And, you know, things that that we kind of know for sure are going to be happening in 2018.
Okay. That sounds like a great idea to me.
So, Carrington, what have you been playing?
So, besides Overwatch, I have actually been playing a little bit of MLB The Show 17 on my PS4 because my PS4 needs some love. And I love baseball, and it's baseball season now. And by the way, you know it's baseball season when you have a couple of the rivalries out there that are getting in full fights already, and we're not even a month into the season yet. So there's already been benches cleared, New York Yankees versus the Boston Red Sox. Bench clearing was it's good stuff. But yeah, MLB The Show 17 and actually Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMO that is out there.
The PC game?
Yep. Okay. So for those of you that have not played it or have played it and have left it, I would suggest getting back into it because now you can just pretty much play the story quests and you don't have to grind. So it's more RPG-ish than an MMO now. So
going back to MLB real quick, you're playing MLB 17 and MLB 18 recently just released.
It did. I have not picked that up yet. I was supposed to, but then I forgot.
Okay. So there's no particular reason why you picked 17 up over 18? Or?
Well, when I first got my PS4, 17 was on. So I got my PS4 during Black Friday.
Okay.
And I was, shopping around for games, MLB 17 was on sale. I got it for like $5 or something ridiculous like that.
Okay. Well, that's definitely worth picking it up.
Yeah. And I have not owned a baseball game since MLB 2K7, I think, on the Xbox 360. So it's been a while since I've had a baseball game.
Yeah. And with The Old Republic, playing through the story mode, I never played any of it. The last MMORPG I played, I think it was World of Warcraft, like years and years and years ago.
Gotcha.
To play through the story, I mean, are you required to team up with other people, or is it kind of like playing Knights of the Old Republic, but kind of this generation?
It's more playing like Knights of the Republic now, which is fantastic.
Okay.
So just to give you like a little bit of background, when that game first came out, which I used to play a lot, you had to grind a lot. It was a grind fest. So to play these story quests, you would have to grind a lot, do all the side quests available, and just mowing down mobs to gain experience just to play one story quest. And now they've made it to where not only are the story quests themselves easier because they used to be ridiculous hard. You don't have to do all the extra side quests or grinding if you don't want to. You can just blow through this side or blow through the main quest if you want to, which is what I've been doing because the stories are really good. I've already finished my smuggler character. I just finished the main story quest for him. He's actually, even though he's a Republic side character, I played him very evil and he's a ladies man. So he just, any girl he comes into contact with, he flirts with them. Okay. Yeah, baby. And then I have a trooper character. He is full Republic. He's a good guy all around. And then I have a Sith character who's just plain evil. So
okay,
it's fun. It's very fun. The stories are really good.
Okay, sounds really cool. I wish that they would bring that out on console because I have no desire of building a PC.
Right now. It actually doesn't require like a super awesome PC, which is nice because I've been playing it for years, way before I built my PC. So it doesn't require much to run it, which is nice.
Well,
what about you? What have you been playing?
Might be worth checking out in the future. Let's see. So Xbox, Microsoft had their spring sale recently, and they had Virginia on there for $4. So I picked it up. A couple of years ago, I remember hearing really good things about the game, and so far, I'm probably about 45 minutes into it, I'd say, and I don't think it's a very long game. I think it's 2 to 3 hours. It's pretty awesome.
What is it about?
Especially if you like X-Files or Twin Peaks, and I don't want to say I hate to compare it to Alan Wake, but it gives me the same tones of Alan Wake as far as the out in the middle of nowhere dealing with these weird events that are happening around you.
Okay.
Because it's based in like rural Virginia, hence the name Virginia.
You can kind of relate, right?
Yeah. Even though it's,
you're in West Virginia.
West Virginia is way different from Virginia, man. Don't get the two mixed up.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was like that.
You are a character that's in the FBI, and you go to find you get assigned to a missing person case in Virginia, and weird events are happening to you from the beginning of the game. And then as you keep going through the story, trying to find this person and figure out what happened to him, weird things just start happening. It very much reminds me of X-Files or Twin Peaks. So, and then, you know, Alan Wake, you know, you're dealing with a missing person throughout the game as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely. 'Cause I've been wanting to play Alan Wake again. Like, that game is so good.
I agree. And I've met or heard of very few people disliking that game.
Yeah.
So I know of one person, and they make me very upset.
Someone we both know?
Yes.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. All right.
Okay, I won't say who it is. They're not a friend of ours, but it's someone we know. They're famous in the gaming world.
How's okay, that? Well, they're whatever. But yeah, so I've been wanting to go back and play Alan Wake, and since I heard so much about Virginia, I thought, well, $4, mm-hmm. I mean, what a deal. Picked it up, and I'm so happy that I did, because it's kind of filling that craving that I've been having for Alan Wake. Although, you know, it doesn't
play. Do you own Alan Wake?
What is it?
Do you own Alan Wake?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
I picked it up on the Xbox Live right before they discontinued selling it.
Oh, wow. That's talk about good timing.
Yeah. So, such a good game. But like I was going to say, so Alan Wake is a third-person action-adventure game. Mm-hmm. Kind of, I would say, borderline horror game, survival horror.
Yeah, I would put it in that category for sure.
Virginia is a first-person walking simulator.
Oh, okay.
So they're very different from their play styles, but at the same time, like, the storyline and the atmosphere and stuff really reminds me of Alan Wake, and that's what I've been, you know, quote unquote, thirsting for.
My Hello Neighbor didn't do it for you?
No, not at all.
I'll have to check it out since we share accounts on Xbox.
Yeah, I kind of want to do a review on it, even though it's an older game. Maybe if we do another mini episode and I finish it, we can do a little spoiler on it.
Okay.
That's all I've been playing. Been super busy doing home projects, like mm-hmm. remodeling stuff and, you know, just being a family man.
Look at you being responsible.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Just a couple things I want to discuss. I have not played it, but A Way Out hit 1 million copies sold within 2 weeks of release.
Yeah, which is insane because even though EA published it, I count it as an indie game because an indie developer made uh-huh. it. It's part of EA's their new initiative. Uh-huh. Yeah, their originals, which is specifically for indie titles. So that is very surprising. I don't own it yet. Haven't played it yet. I was reading a headline. Apparently, it also performed way better than what EA originally projected it to do.
Yeah. If I'm correct, that is their third title launch. Because mm-hmm. they had
That's
Unravel
correct.
And then Fae.
Yep.
And then A Way Out. And we have discussed Fae and we have discussed Unraveled. And I think we both enjoyed those games. I liked Unraveled more than I did Fae.
I will have to agree. Neither were terrible games, but nothing I would go out of my way to be like, you must play this game.
Yeah. So the fact that A Way Out has made this big this landmark that they have hit as far as sales mm-hmm. go. That's impressive. And personally, I'm happy for them because the way that the EA Originals program was going with these other games getting mediocre scores, I think this will be a, like a motivation for them to keep doing it and keep coming out with new ideas and new games and just stuff that, that, you know, our audience would definitely love.
I can definitely agree with that. And I hope EA continues this support with indie developers and such, because they, I think this is what the industry is missing, is having AAA developers support the indie scene.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because, I mean, those are the people, you know, indie developers are the people that are going to bring the new ideas to the next gaming generation, to our current gaming generation. They, I mean, they're the stepping stones of games that we have now, in my opinion. That's what, you know, they are.
I agree. I was reading, or not reading, I was listening to one of my favorite YouTubers, Extra Credits, and they had an idea of how the gaming industry as a whole can push forward, and this was one of them, having AAA developers support indie titles, because the movie industry already does it. All the major studios have indie studios as well. So if an indie studio makes a movie and it does super well, then hooray, everybody wins. But if it doesn't do so well, then the studio didn't lose a whole lot of money in the first place. So, you know, a great example would be something like Napoleon Dynamite. I think we all know, whether you love it or hate it, was an indie movie, and Fox was the one who supported that movie. And that turned out to be huge for them. Yeah, for real. So yeah, I think what EA is doing with indie titles, I think they should continue to do it, and other AAA developers should also take note.
Yeah. So, speaking of indie games, I think we got maybe two more topics that we're going to hit within this episode. And I just want to keep it within the indie games. In a couple weeks, we are going to record, we're planning on recording, that's the plan, an episode with our friend Phil.
The chef. And, who we talk so much about.
The game that we had all kind of discussed on playing is a mobile game. And you can check it out. It's free. I kind of want to tease it now just so everybody that is listening, you know, can kind of tune in with us on what we're playing. It's called Sea Hero Quest.
Yes.
And I'm not a big fan of mobile games. There are a few mobile games that I really adore. But the thing that pulled me in with this game was when I read an article on the Apple's app shop, is that it helps people, it helps them study dementia. So playing this game, your decisions that you make in the game, or the way that you play through the game, allows, I guess, scientists or whoever is studying, you know, the studying dementia, figure out cures or just, I don't know, ways to help it. As from what I've done, I need to do more research on it, but that really interested me. Because
I haven't,
go ahead.
I haven't really touched it yet, but it does sound really intriguing. Because I'm gonna, now that I have a different shift at work, I'll be by myself, so this is when I'm gonna take advantage of that time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, on a recent episode, we talked about gaming addiction and how, who was it? CDC, I think it was trying to claim it as a real life problem.
Wait, wasn't Roger with us on that episode?
Yes.
From Gamerheads?
Yes. Yeah. Which I think is when we played Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yep, it was that episode. Okay. So if you want to listen to us about talk about gaming addiction, go back to our first episode that we did this year in 2018.
And so now we're on the opposite side of the spectrum, where playing games could actually help with a disease that people are fighting right now. And I think that's just so cool that, you know, they're able to pull in... what's the word I'm looking for, Carrington? I'm thinking of scores. Pull in the data, I guess.
Yeah,
what we're playing, and using that to help with dementia and how to find, I guess, a cure for it, or you know, I don't know. Like I said, 100%, but it's just so interesting to me that playing a video game can help with a mental disability, or a mental disability.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I know we do have games out there that are quote addictive, and we do have games that tackle certain topics and bring them forward to like a, you know, for us to discuss as gamers and as a society, but we don't have games used in a way like this
to help society,
to collect data and help society. Yeah.
So that is a Sea Hero's Quest. We are
both Android and iPhone, yeah, which is nice.
And like I said, we don't do mobile games very often, so this is kind of special for us, I guess.
Still different, still new, and you know, because it's our anniversary month, we're gonna try and do something that's different and exciting.
Mm-hmm. So, was it 2017 when Crash came out?
Or when what came out? Crash?
I think it was beginning of this year.
That's a good question. I don't remember.
It was sometime within the last year.
Yeah.
They just released, news has just been released as far as Spyro, a Spyro remaster being released. I am tripping over my words right now, and I apologize, but I'm tired, and I thought that it was interesting, you know, that we are seeing Spyro come back.
And we were, I don't think it was on this show. I was talking about, no, I think it was Gamer Hits Podcast. I was talking about Sony not taking care of their mascots very well.
Mm-hmm. Is that a spoiler? Because it has an episode release?
That's a good question. I don't think it's released yet. Okay. But anyway, it's just nice to see Sony trying to bring back some of their old mascots to life.
Yeah.
They've done it with Ratchet and Clank. They've done it with Crash, and now they're doing it with Spyro. And hopefully we can see not just remakes, but rather new games from those series as well.
Yep. And I saw a side-by-side still shot of Spyro from back then and now, and it looks gorgeous. It looks really good, and I'm happy to see that they're bringing the mascots back. And hopefully this will be a gateway, you know, for them to make new content for these characters.
I really hope so, because Sony needs it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I'm excited to see this game, and, you know, hopefully we see more from Spyro, because he's a cool dude.
Are you going to buy Spyro?
I need to buy PlayStation first.
That's right. How is this? Are you going to buy Crash, because it was announced for Switch and Xbox?
Possibly. I was never a huge Crash fan, although I played 1 and 2. I wasn't the biggest fan of Crash.
Okay.
I tell you what, though. My motivation to buy a PlayStation is going to be Spider-Man.
I'm so glad I got a PlayStation when I did, because I got it for $150, $180 in there somewhere on Black Friday. And when Spider-Man was announced PS4 only, I was sad a little bit on the inside, but I'm like, well, I got a PS4, so yeah. I still win.
Yeah. So that game is going to be really good.
And I was reading that it probably won't see an Xbox release at all, ever. Because, well, see, here's the thing. Something I forgot. Sony owns the Spider-Man franchise. So, you know, they have control of what console it'll be on. I forgot about that.
Yep. I was thinking right before we mentioned Spider-Man, with Spyro, you said Ratchet and Clank, Crash Bandicoot, and Spyro. I'm predicting that they bring back a Ape Escape remaster.
Oh, and if baby.
They do, that would be incredible.
I will take it. Because I've never owned a PlayStation before, but I have actually played Ape Escape. My cousins had it, and so we played a lot of Ape Escape when I was a kid.
So you've had your PlayStation for, where are we at? We are in April, about 4 months now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about right. 4 or 5 months, yeah.
How are you liking Shadow of the Colossus?
Let me get back to you on that.
That's when I'm what done. I thought.
When I'm done with MLB, the show.
That's what I thought. I want to keep asking you this. Probably, I'll ask you this during summer, fall, and then winter. And if you haven't touched it by the time we get to winter, I'm going to be thoroughly disappointed.
Okay, how's this? We'll make a bet. Right. If I have not beaten it by the end of this year, something will happen. I don't know what yet, though, but you think about it. How's that? You think about it. If I have not beaten it by the end of the year, something bad will happen to me.
Okay.
Short of leaving the show, because, you know, we won't go that far.
No. If you haven't beat it by the end of the year, then you have to buy me lunch.
Okay, and you get to choose the place, so that way, you know.
All right. That's really all right.
Lame. Sounds good.
But yeah. Anyways, I think that's it for this mini. I don't have anything else that I want to discuss. Again, if you wanted to feel a bit more involved with our discussion for not next week's episode, but the episode after that, where Phil will be in it, that the game we're playing is Sea Heroes Quest on iOS and Android. So make sure you download it, give it a try. Real simple game. It's a good looking game for mobile. But most importantly, it helps fight against dementia. So definitely check that out so you can, you know, be more involved with our conversation. So that's it. Carrington, do you have anything else you want to add before we close out?
Just keep paying attention for this month. We have big things on the horizon, and I can't wait to reveal my special thing, which I'm working with a couple people on, not part of the RDP crew. So it'll be fun, exciting. That's it. That's all I got.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter, @RealDudes_pod, Instagram, Facebook, Real Dudes Podcast. Feel free to tweet at us your thoughts and opinions of our show, good or bad. We don't really care. And if you want a question to be answered on the show, you can email us at RealDudes, or pod or podcast at RealDudesPodcast.com.
There you go. Because developers email, and most recently agencies have been emailing it, and so you guys should too.
Yeah, we have a lot of agencies on the horizon.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Check out our website, www.realdudespodcast.com. You can check out our affiliates on there, get great deals through Green Man Gaming, Razer,
and a plethora of others.
Yeah, a plethora. I'm not going to name them all. And then our episodes are on there as well. Make sure you tell your friends about us. And other than that, we hope you have a rad day.
Bye.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.